This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what brought down the cattle markets today?
Leslie, I think it's a big lack of no fresh news to push us to the upside. We saw a little lower cash last week in our feed yards. We saw boxed beef have a big sell-off on Friday. Now, we recovered part of that today with choice being up $1.03, selects up 62 cents on a movement of 650 load. And we saw cattle kill 114,000 head. But we're kind of getting into a seasonal where these markets do back off, and we are backing off of fairly high levels. So, want to be a little careful. We could see even more downside down the road in this cattle and hog complex. On the close today, June cattle closed 95 lower. August live cattle were down 77 cents. August feeder cattle down $1.67. October down $1.35. And June hogs 95 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior chance to buy some great cattle coming up on Friday, May 22nd. Superior Video Livestock Auctions next sale on Dish Network Satellite 232 and at www.superiorclicktobid.com. It'll be originated out of the historic Fort Worth Stockyards, Fort Worth, Texas, starting 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 20,200 head on the 22nd of May. 2,100 Holsteins, 4,150 yearling steers, 2,600 yearling heifers, 5,500 weaned calves, 5,700 calves on cows. Now, if you want details as to when an estimated time a lot might sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. Or give them a call at 800-422-2117. The next sale for Superior Livestock coming May 22nd at Superior. We bring the market to you.
Tom, what brought some support to the grain markets?
Well, once again, we saw the wheat market with the strength. Remember last Thursday we gained over 30 cents. We saw upside Friday, but we closed slightly lower. Today the good buying returned to this market, and it held going into the close today. Once again, I want to say it's technical in nature, not that much fundamental. And technical, you got to be careful. You never know when it's going to dry up and go the other way or if it will continue to work its way higher. I think also gave a little support to our corn and soybeans. We had no export inspections because of a problem with USDA websites today, and we will be looking this afternoon at crop progress numbers. July KC wheat and September both up 13 and a quarter today. July Chicago wheat up 10 and three quarters. July corn 2.5 higher. December up 3 cents. July soybeans up a penny and a quarter. November up a half a penny. And July cotton down 192 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.